Welcome to another episode of the Oncology On The Go podcast. I'm your host, Roman Fabricator. Today's episode of Oncology On The Go was created in partnership with KidneyCan. KidneyCan is a nonprofit organization with a mission to accelerate cures for kidney cancer through education, advocacy, and research funding. Cancer Network's Gina Moreau spoke with two genitourinary oncologists, Elizabeth P. Henske and Jason Mewich, about advocacy and funding in kidney cancer, facilitated through interdisciplinary collaboration between patient advocates, researchers, and physicians, which has resulted in numerous clinical breakthroughs through critical research. Henske is a professor of medicine at the Harvard Medical School and director of the Center for Lamb Research and Clinical Care. Mewich is an associate professor of oncology and co-chair of the Genitourinary Translational Research Group at the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. First, the state of kidney cancer advocacy was discussed, particularly as it related to patient advocacy, funding, and multidisciplinary collaboration. Then, they touched upon the impact that the Kidney Cancer Research Program made on increasing funding for kidney cancer research, before concluding by highlighting how smaller research grants awarded by private foundations have helped facilitate foundational research for rare kidney cancer subtypes.
Today we're talking about advocacy and kidney cancer research. So to start, how would you describe the current state of advocacy and kidney cancer, and how have you seen it evolve in recent years?
I think of the current state of advocacy really being a group of patient advocates, researchers, physicians, all coming together in a few different avenues. You know, we talked earlier a little bit about these conferences we have, the Kidney Cancer Research Summit, the International Kidney Cancer Symposium, that are hosted by different advocacy groups. There's an area where everyone gets together really talking about partnerships, collaborations, how we can work together to improve patient care and kidney cancer research. And also think about how we come together for kidney cancer advocacy days. And there we have calls with congressional offices and telling personal stories of how research and patient care can be improved through advocacy and funding in these areas.
I think we're really fortunate in the kidney cancer community to have such a strong advocacy network. And this goes back and forth. There are meetings and conferences that allow scientists and clinicians to interact and learn from each other. There also are opportunities for individuals who are living with kidney cancer or who have family members living with kidney cancer to interact and learn. I think the most important thing in my mind is the advocacy that leads to research funding, because without research, there is no progress. And research is costly and time consuming and a big, very, very important investment. And through advocacy, we have achieved that. We have achieved a dramatic increase, really, in kidney cancer research.
Really great points. Thank you both. Now, when it comes to funding for kidney cancer research, are there any maybe key points that you're trying to get across to deliver with the audience to really resonate with them? Are there any kind of tactics that you have found that work best with regards to advocacy and funding?
One of the really enjoyable things has been to interact with the staff of members of Congress as part of the kidney cancer advocacy for research funding. It's inspiring, really, to be on a call with other researchers and clinicians together with individuals who are personally affected by kidney cancer and to convey the importance of this mission to individuals who are working in Congress who may have little knowledge about kidney cancer. And they seem to almost immediately grasp the urgency and importance of what we are working on.
Yeah, I totally agree with Lisa. Being on these calls and in these meetings with the congressional offices, each one of us has our own unique perspectives. And We can offer how kidney cancer research funding can also lead to improved treatments, outcomes, training the next generation of scientists in this area. But really, I think of the most powerful statements in those meetings come from our patient advocates. It's all personal for us in one way or another with cancer, and they bring their stories to the forefront.
Great, thank you. So let's move on to discussing the kidney cancer research program. So, if you can maybe share a little bit of background to it, when did it start? What's its mission? What's some of the success that it's had so far? And where would you like to see it go next?
It's been about 5 years since I really connected with the Kidney Cancer Research Program. For me, it's personal a little bit too. During the pandemic, this was my first major peer-reviewed funding award, and I received that, right in the middle of the pandemic in our basement. So I'm thinking now also back to some of the stories that I learned, about how this all came to be, and it was a little bit earlier than that. So my understanding is that there was a small group of advocates, and they partnered with physicians and researchers to really have more of these discussions with, again, congressional offices about establishing a dedicated funds for kidney cancer research. And that began back in 2017. Prior to that, there was funding through these umbrella programs for kidney cancer research, but it really took a huge leap forward at that time. So in 2017, I believe dedicated funding for kidney cancer was around 10 million. It doubled soon afterwards. And now I believe the most current kidney cancer research program was $50 million. So really an avalanche of funding has propelled the community forward.
The Kidney Cancer Research Program is absolutely pivotal to the place we are right now in terms of the care of individuals who have kidney cancer and also to the future of kidney cancer research and breakthroughs in clinical care. And just can't overstate how important it is. The Kidney Cancer Research Program has helped us make several critical breakthroughs in the care of individuals who have the most common type of kidney cancer. And we're now able to start thinking about the other types of kidney cancer, some of which affect children and young adults. We've made a lot of progress already, thanks to the Kidney Cancer Research Program. And we have so much more that we urgently want and need to do for individuals who have tumors of the kidney.
I think that's great. And you just touched on this a little bit, but I'd love to hear of any examples of some of the clinical breakthroughs that we've had because of these advocacy efforts. We've had a ton of really very encouraging research to your point with RCC in the last few years. I'd love to hear if there's specifics on any of those that we can mention.
In terms of the kidney cancer research program, have been very strategic in some of the award mechanisms. And one that comes to mind here is the Translational Partnership Award, so bringing together researchers and clinicians. And you mentioned really high impact work that can benefit patients. And I go back to one of the earlier awards from Tony Cherry's group and Sabina Signoretti, and they've done just outstanding high impact work evaluating biomarkers, predicting patient responses to immune-based treatments. So that's just one example.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I have a specific example of something that would go all the way from a KCRP grant to something like that. That's a good example that you mentioned, Jason, but I'm not sure that I have another one.
Okay, that's totally fine. And then their last question, and I know Brian touched a little bit on this too in his email, but are there additional funding mechanisms, or just other advocacy efforts that you would like to address that's been going on?
One really great advocacy effort involves smaller research grants that are specifically supported by several foundations that are involved in the kidney cancer community. And these smaller grants are really important because they allow investigative teams to generate early data that may lead to funding for bigger projects. There are several areas in kidney cancer, and including the rare subtypes of kidney cancer, where we know very little, and we need to get those first steps, those grip holds, to allow us to learn more. And these smaller grants are really pivotal to those first steps.
Absolutely. Yes. As Dr. Henske mentioned, we're really fortunate. There's a number of private foundations. We mentioned the Kidney Cancer Association, KC-Cure, American Cancer Society. So there's additional funding mechanisms that can, through this earlier funding, maybe more as you're just getting started on some of these projects, lead to funding through the Kidney Cancer Research Program, as well as through NCI or other mechanisms.
Perfect. Thank you both so much. Was there anything else that we didn't touch on, but you would like to make sure is noted here?
I think we touched on most of it. I just wanted again to thank all of our patient advocates and all their help moving everything along in, for the kidney cancer community.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Oncology on the Go podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere podcasts are available, or listen online at cancernetwork.com/resources/podcast. The Oncology on the Go podcast is the official podcast of cancernetwork.com, the home of the journal Oncology. For more information, visit us at cancernetwork.com and find us on Twitter at Cancer Network without the O, or on Facebook and LinkedIn at Cancer Network.